This is Bigger Pockets Daily. No rest for us on a Sunday. I'm Tyler, and every day I read a different article from the Bigger Pockets Real Estate blog. You can listen to one of these shows each day, or you can go wild and binge through the whole catalog. This isn't a new show, and most of these articles outline concepts that stand the test of time. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single-family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Air quality should be a factor in your next investment decision. You might be surprised why. By Anna K. Cottrell. Poor air quality has been in the headlines about U.S. climate change, especially on the West Coast and in southern states. Increasingly devastating wildfires are becoming a sad fact of life in California, Texas, Arizona, with a lot of states added to the list of those impacted or at high risk of fire damage each year. But one specific wildfire-related factor is affecting the West more than any other region in the country: smoke pollution. According to recent research from First Street Foundation, the West now has nearly double the maroon air days that it did 20 years ago. The maroon classification is the worst air quality grade there is, defined as hazardous to the general population by the EPA. Redfin recently took First Street's data and combined it with U.S. Census Bureau migration data. The result? A significant overlap between net-out migration data and air pollution data. People are not only actively leaving the same areas that are suffering the most from poor air quality, they're also actively moving to areas that have good air quality. Climate change versus costs of living. Does this mean that all these homeowners have finally had enough of air hazard warnings and worrying about the long-term implications of particulate matter on their health? Somewhat surprisingly, it appears that this is not the case. If anything, the Redfin report suggests that people are mostly moving for reasons that have nothing to do with poor air quality. It just so happens that these areas are also increasingly unaffordable. The West has had consistent trouble with its real estate market since the beginning of the pandemic. Soaring home prices combined with increased worker mobility have reshaped the real estate landscape there, with a whole lot of areas recording population losses. Affordability still trumps concerns about climate for the vast majority of homeowners in this region, as it does elsewhere in the U.S. A Redfin survey from May 2023 showed that just 9% of recent home sellers moved because of climate change concerns. The majority moved because they wanted more space, 31%, proximity to family, 24%, or just want a better deal on a home, 20% of people. The fact is, however, that in many cases, the increasing unaffordability of homes in California is directly linked to the persistent wildfire hazard. Redfin chief economist Daryl Fairweather says that even when homebuyers do consider climate change, poor air quality often isn't top of mind because it's not as visibly destructive as hazards like flooding and fires. End quote. That's true. But living in an area heavily affected by wildfire smoke almost certainly means being close enough to the more immediate risk of fire damage to property. And that's where living costs really begin piling up. Bigger Pockets spoke to Nathaniel Pitchin-Getchels, a licensed real estate professional with the Compass Group in California. He shared some firsthand experience of why people are selling. The picture that emerges is of a state where wildfires have, quote, undeniably reshaped the dynamics of buying and selling real estate, particularly in high fire risk zones, end quote. Two main concerns dominate sellers' decisions to move, according to Pitchin-Getchels: basic safety and soaring insurance premiums. These two factors are hitting the elderly and families especially hard, with many deciding that the challenges of securing adequate insurance coverage, which has become both scarcer and pricier in these areas, is just not worth it. One of Pitchin-Getchels' clients relocated from the coast, citing the increased fire hazard as a primary concern. Another client, quote, upon receiving an exorbitant insurance bill, swiftly made the decision to list their property for sale. Despite their fondness for the neighborhood, they were unwilling to bear the burden of heightened costs, end quote. Pitchin-Getchels says buyers thinking of moving to California have the exact same concerns. Quote, particularly first-time buyers and the elderly are increasingly wary of high fire risk zones and actively steer clear of such areas, end quote. However, wealthier buyers have the resources to absorb those increased costs and maximize safety via advanced fire suppression systems and fire-resistant upgrades. According to Pitchin-Getchels, for California's luxury real estate market, the priorities are the same as they've always been. Lifestyle factors such as scenic views, privacy, and proximity to amenities over the associated costs and risks. So here's what you should prioritize as a real estate investor. If you are an investor in the West, you will need to do meticulous research into how climate change is affecting property taxes and insurance premiums in the area you're thinking of investing in. Just because a location isn't at the epicenter of recent wildfires doesn't mean it won't be affected next year. Insurance companies know this. So obviously, there won't be a mass exodus of people from California anytime soon, and people are still actively moving to the area. And if you're investing in a higher-end property, you might even be off the hook. But if you're tackling the affordable segment of the real estate market, you will need to tread carefully. Paying attention to air pollution data, in addition to tracking home and rental prices and insurance costs, that's not a bad idea. As is so often the case with climate change factors, it may be at the back of people's minds now, but it could become a tipping point for both homeowners and renters when other pressures mount. As Daryl Fairweather points out in the Redfin press release, and I quote, as the dangers of climate change intensify, we will likely see more people factor air quality and other disaster risks into their decisions about where to settle down, end quote. In other words, if an area has exorbitant living costs and people struggling to breathe there on too many days a year, they might just choose to move. Okay, that about wraps up today's show. Are you ready for a deep dive into even more real estate investing content? Yes. Check out the Bigger Pockets YouTube channel. Watch interviews, property walkthroughs, dive into deal analysis, and so much more. Join over 1 million subscribers at biggerpockets.com/YouTube or just head straight to youtube.com/biggerpockets. Just like reverse the thing. See you back here tomorrow.